Two drivers of the 37 local branch of the GPRTU have been sanctioned by the executives for charging the old fares. They were asked to park their vehicles for a day whilst other disciplinary measures are taken. This followed a report by a passenger. The imposition of the sanctions came to light when the Minister of Transport, Mrs. Chifa Ativo, went round to check whether drivers were complying with the directives to reduce fares following the 10% reduction in fuel prices. Mrs. Ativo explains further.
Some of the drivers have refused to reduce the fares, and they always give the excuse that they've not gotten the chart. I decided to go around to monitor, and when we got to the 37 station, they sanctioned two drivers who were not complying with the reduction in fares. That is a good sign. Others, when they hear it, I'm sure they will do the right thing, because I'm not sure they would like to lose their daily wage. When you park your car from morning till evening, it means you are taking nothing home. I want to commend the chairman here for ensuring that law and order prevail. But I also want to appeal to all union leaders to ensure that we all comply with rules and regulations. A decision to reduce was taken in consultation with their leadership and Ministry of Transport. And after that, we print it out for them, and they go along to share to their regions and districts and all that.
The chairman of the branch, Kweku Frimpong, confirms the action.
It's true that we have done it. We have a letter from our regional secretaries on last Saturday. And we will call all the drivers to inform them that from Monday, everybody should go back because of the new fares. And we are complaining. So I was in the meeting at the circle, and they told me that the senior passenger came here for a report. So I give order for them to park the cars. Now it was around 6 o'clock, I leave the drivers, and the car to come and plead that they will comply. We give them warning that if anybody refuses to do that, we send them to police. Normally, if somebody have done such like this, we used to park the car down, invite the car owner, and give them information. So we park the car standing for 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So maybe the whole day, you won't get your seats.